Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Silva, and these here Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, didn't think this day would come. The Dak Prescott tag watch is officially over. It is done. Finito. That's it. Yesterday, he agreed to a 4-year contract extension with the Cowboys. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, is worth $160 million with $126 million guaranteed, including a $66 million signing bonus. Staying in the NFC East, Washington placed him a non-exclusive franchise tag designation on guard Brandon Scherff. According to Pro Football Focus, the fifth overall pick from the 2015 draft has never allowed more than 3 sacks in a season. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero is reporting, even though the tag was applied, Washington still wants to reach a long-term deal with the 4-time Pro Bowler. Elsewhere, the Jets will use their franchise tag on safety Marcus May. He set career highs with 88 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and 2 picks this past season. The two sides have until July 15th to get a long-term extension done. Otherwise, May will play on the franchise tag this season. Meanwhile, the Seahawks are releasing pass rusher Carlos Dunlap, the move saving Seattle $14 million against the cap. Dunlap racking up 5 sacks in 8 games for Seattle in 2020 after being acquired in a trade from Cincinnati. So, the Hawks are making moves on the defensive side because of limited cap space for the upcoming season. But are they going to really, possibly, potentially entertain moving Mr. Unlimited Russell Wilson? Well, Rams defensive lineman Michael Brockers, for one, he visited the virtual breakfast table yesterday and was asked by Good Morning Football's Peter Schrager if he has an opinion on this, let's call it, interesting situation.
You know, you cross your fingers a little bit, you know, you hope whatever you hear is true, and, you know, he's out of here, so you don't have to chase him around, you know, twice a year. So, for the most part, man, he like I said, he's a phenomenal player, but if he chooses to leave and leave the division and make it a little bit easier for us, man, to each his own, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't mind, Brock. Well, March is Women's History Month, and Maya Shaka certainly made history. She's the first black woman to become an NFL official in league history. Maya also joining our friends on Good Morning Football, sharing the advice she received from another trailblazer, fellow female official Sarah Thomas.
The thing that really stuck with me is she says we're always officials and we're professionals first, and being a woman comes second. Like, it's obvious that we're a woman. We don't have to constantly address it. The more that you address it, the more it probably will make some people uncomfortable. So just put that behind you and just continue to work. Nothing's bigger than the game. And so that really just stuck with me. I said, okay, I can do that. You know, I don't have to always announce I'm a woman or I'm a black woman. I'm an official first, and everything comes next.
Well, for unfiltered and enlightening conversations that intersect sports and society, make sure to download the Huddle and Flow podcast with Steve Weish and Jim Trotter. Check out the latest episode as the guys are joined by Rams Pro Bowl corner Jalen Ramsey, who does not hold back. It is a must listen. Well, I hope you have a great day. I'm Will Self, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.